In recent months, accounting scandals have combined with economic calamities to lay low once mighty telecommunications companies. Now the misery has even hit one of the baby bells. Qwest Communications, which serves nearly 20 million phone customers in the West, has seen its stock value plummet. Now the Securities and Exchange Commission has launched a formal investigation of the company's accounting practices. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It was 1999, and the telecommunications giants were getting married. AT&T was engaged to cable colossus TCI, SBC, and Ameritech struck up a relationship. And then there was the odd couple. Telephone company US West faced a shotgun wedding with Qwest, a hip new economy company building a worldwide fiber optics network. Scott Cleland is a telecom analyst with the Precursor Group.
It was essentially the guppy that was able to swallow a whale, because the market valued the Qwest company so highly and the U.S. West company so lowly.
Qwest thought it had the perfect combination. The high-flying fiber optics firm would profit from U.S. West's one important asset, its access to all those regular phone customers. CEO Joe Nascio told investors this week he still thinks that this is a great idea.
What nobody could have seen in July of 1999 is what the Wall Street Journal has recently described as the perfect storm that has hit the telecommunications industry. A tough economy, overcapacity in the industry, falling prices and bankruptcies have all served to damage our business and the confidence of investors.
Nascio's description of Qwest as a victim of circumstances is not what some stockholders see. They're suing over tactics they say the company used to boost its stock price. Qwest could not build a worldwide network on its own, so it made trades of capacity with other companies. They recorded these trades as revenue, but Qwest and its partners never pocketed any cash. Peter Knutson, an emeritus professor of accounting at the Wharton School, says this violates a guiding principle.
That you're not better off in accounting, or at least you can't recognize that you're better off until you've actually had an exchange with outsiders that involves money or the promise to pay money.
Stockholders charge that Qwest executives were the biggest winners when news of these trades inflated the stock price. They sold shares at their peak and allegedly made even more than some Enron executives did. If the Securities and Exchange Commission finds that Qwest misrepresented these deals to investors, the company could be forced to change its financial statements, and that could drive away even more investors. Qwest has been trying to get in front of these charges. Company President Afshin Mohebi told a congressional panel recently Qwest was completely upfront about these trades, known as IRUs.
Qwest publicly disclosed the network expansion plans and the nature, size, and the accounting treatment of the IRU transactions undertaken to further that strategic objective.
While Qwest may be able to fend off the federal investigation, many analysts say the company and the industry face months or years of malaise. But Professor Rob Friedan of Penn State University says Qwest's old economy phone business should protect the company from bankruptcy.
Basic plain old telephone service is still a fundamental public utility function that most people require and expect to have. And while it may not be attractive and cutting edge, it certainly is a reliable cash engine.
Qwest may have to sell off some assets to pay its bills, maybe part of its wireless network or its telephone directory business. Though in a telecom economy that's so depressed, it may be tough to find anyone in a mood to buy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.